Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. Do you look at things as an expense or an investment when it comes to spending money on parts of your business? I very much so seen things as an expense when I first started out, and that was the wrong way to be looking at things. It's like this, it's like you spend money to make money, and it wasn't until I actually started spending money on the correct things that I realized that I should have been doing it a long, long time ago. Because when you start spending money, little by little, you start seeing improvements in your business. And I get it, it can be daunting depending on how deep your pockets are or how well your business is presently doing. You may look at something that you're either going to pay $50 a month right up to $500 a month and think it's ridiculous that at the end of the year, that's going to cost you a couple of grand. But the way to really look at it is, if I spend this money, am I going to get a return on investment? And the key thing I want to talk about is going to be a website. I, at the very start, didn't know what I was doing and just handed money over to a digital marketer, and they just pumped out a website that I thought would just spin leads like there's no tomorrow. But it was garbage. It was just a generic website where they took all the content off somebody else's website and just put it out there. It was the exact same apples for apples as somebody else's website when they go to it. It wasn't tailored to my liking. And it purely was down to education. I didn't really know what a good website was. And it wasn't until I just got fascinated with marketing and when you pull this lever, do you get more money? That's where my interest went towards marketing. And I studied and studied and found out like you only need a few key elements on a website that converts leads, and it's all you really need on a basic website. And a few podcasts back, I did go through a website build. So if you listen to that, you'll pick up those little bits. But in regards to spending money, I recently redid the website, as I've mentioned, something that was on the back of my mind with ages to do. And the SEO company, which I use at the moment, they came to me with an offer and it was too good to leave on the table. And I really wanted to clean up the website, have it what was in my head. I wanted to spit out onto a page, which they did. I'm really happy with how the website turned out. And we're on for a record amount of leads this month from online inquiries and phone calls. Last month, the website was live for 3 weeks of March and we hit 66 online inquiries. And that was only in 3 weeks. And already to date, today is the 13th of April. And it is, we have 28 leads after coming in already this month. So we're only not even halfway through the month. So I reckon we're going to smash that 66 from last month. But I wouldn't have spent the money back in the day. And this is what I'm trying to get through to you is what I hate is when there's a digital marketer will come to you and they'll be like, oh, do SEO, do AdWords, do Facebook ads. And you're a rabbit in the headlights. You're just going, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. So look, yeah, cool. Look, there's 2000. Stop filling my brain with garbage and yeah, do whatever you have to do. And then lo and behold, nothing happens after 2 months. That's why you really need to find the correct people for the correct departments of your business. And that's why I disagree when one digital marketing agency comes to you and they claim to be the expert of everything. You can't. You cannot be the expert of everything in that space. They can't be gurus at Facebook ads. They can't be gurus at Google ads and websites and everything. You need independent builders for independent sections of your marketing. And that's where you need to start spending the money. But reverting back to the website and not spending money on a decent website, you don't even have to spend that much money. I spoke to a tradie a few months ago and he was asking me about business and all of that. Asked how much I was spending on SEO and I told him, and straight up I'm spending $1,500 a month on SEO, which is about 20 grand a year. And his jaw nearly hit the floor. And he was like, that's crazy, man. I can't spend that money. And I'm like, you can, because I've got to spend that money to get the leads through the door. So yes, it's going to cost me $1,500 to get some organic leads a month, but that means we're ranking top for the keywords that we want. So the leads are going to come through. So it all goes hand in hand. So with a decent website, all roads lead to Rome, because even if you get referred by another trade to their client, odds are they're going to check you out. They're going to check out your online presence because it's so easy. Like, they can pull out their phone and check you out in 2 seconds. And if you've got a piss poor website, it's not a good look. If they go to your website and it is not a great website, it's something that's thrown together. If you're charging correctly or what you should be charging, they may deem you expensive because the image you're portraying from the outside is your website's cheap and nasty. We're expecting you to be cheap and nasty. So it's all about image and looking professional as well, within reason. But there's other things in the business as well, like what's it costing you not to sign right your vehicle? What's it costing not to have correct uniforms? What's it costing not to have a correct job management system in place? What's it cost you not following up that $6,000 quote? You're just going, oh, they didn't get back to me because they've went with somebody else. Where they were busy and you didn't have a follow-up sequence in place that it followed up 2, 3, 4 times. That then it's like, oh shit, yeah, sorry, we had a baby, but now we're ready to go ahead with it. Even if it's one thing a week that you start implementing, just look at those things of like, all right, what is it worth me spending money to make money? And when you figure that out, just start doing it little by little, make those little tweaks in your business. Try to shift your mindset a little bit away from this is an expense, it's costing me money, to this is an investment. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email, and I'll speak to you soon.